can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing up on this issue with the TSA, and it's a very, very angering situation to be treated this way in this country. We are not the terrorists. On my worst days, I am mildly irritating, but I am not a terrorist.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that what we see in the behavior of the TSA is a very brutal manifestation of how all branches of government consider law-abiding, hard-working citizens these days. We are expendable and to be treated with the maximum amount of brutality and contempt. And forgive me, ladies and gentlemen out there who are listening to this show, that's not my idea of the American dream. My idea of the American dream is a responsible, underline the word responsible, representative government that does not live beyond its means and has a commitment to the welfare and the general capability of Americans being able to take care of themselves. That, to me, is what I call an enlightened government. And, boy, right now, we sure don't have it.
No, we really don't here. And I have a message to the TSA, okay? I'm sorry that your guys get arrested for looting the public's luggage. I am sorry that your guy got busted for helping drug smugglers get stuff through the border into this country. I'm sorry that your people are a bunch of criminals and sex perverts. If you have a problem with that, get rid of the people who are the problem inside the TSA. Don't turn around and start slapping us around for daring to notice that these losers that you are hiring behave this way.
And how can one help from notice if one is a thinking human being?
The latest word that we get now from TSA, we're finishing it up this segment because I got to get it on the economy next section here. The latest word we're getting is now they're starting to wave around this idea that carry-on luggage is costing the taxpayers a lot of money because TSA has to scan it and look through it and fondle through the whole thing and say, you know, what are you taking that with you for? And this is the beginning of a new step to basically ban all carry-ons, which is a huge, huge problem. But I guess the TSA baggage checkers in the back room are tired of trying to supplement their meager paychecks by going through your old used underwear, and they want access to the jewelry and cameras and electronics that their security gate counterparts have been able to get into. Mm-hmm. But it's just open looting. And, you know, when they catch them, they get a wrist slap and they go away, and that's it. The problem remains. When you take a class of people and you give them authority over the general population, of course they're going to start going crazy. Power corrupts, even a little power corrupts a little bit. And as long as you have a government that says, well, yeah, there's some bad apples in there, but we can't punish them for abusing Americans or the terrorists will have won. And of course it's going to spiral out of control. And there is so much money being made on this, nobody in any positions of power wants to deal with it.
And one has to wonder just how much stock the people at TSA and Homeland Security have in these companies that make these scanners.
They own them. Own them.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Chertoff basically set up all of these contracts for all the security. Then he quits his government job and he starts a company to basically provide the services and equipment and supplies that he has just issued the government orders for. You want to talk about corruption and kickback? The guy is getting rich. He's laughing at all of you. And he's even laughing at the TSA workers who are all going to die from cancer from these stupid machines that would not even be allowed in a hospital because there is no safety validation on any of it.
Absolutely.
All right. That's the end of this segment. We got to take a break. Claire's going to be taking off. We'll be talking about the economy when we come back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to thank Claire again for stepping in here and talking about this very, very horrible experience. And I cannot tell you how enraging it is for a husband who loves his wife to have to watch this be done to her. You know, and there's all these uniformed thugs standing around just waiting for you to make a wrong move, so that they can justify their paychecks by beating the crud out of you. And at this point, I remember last Thanksgiving when there was a growing public rebellion against TSA, and TSA actually did back down. They turned off the machines and were a little bit nicer. But unfortunately, like I said, every time another one of these bozos gets popped for smuggling drugs or stealing from luggage or anything like that, the immediate response of the TSA is, well, we got to prove how butch we are and how Johnny on the spot we are and what a great job we're doing. They're doing a job nobody wants. They're doing a job that has accomplished absolutely nothing. They have never, ever, ever once actually found a real terrorist. On the other hand, people who've gone down there to test them get through all the time. Down in Dallas-Fort Worth about a week ago, one of their supervisors went through the scanners apparently six or seven times with a gun concealed in her underwear, and they didn't find it. You know, when you see the test scanners from the companies, when you see the test scans from the company that makes these scanners, if you look very closely, the guns are so huge you don't need a scanner to see them. It's a piece of artillery shoved in the waistband. But if you're taking a little tiny gun, like a Derringer or something, and you know how to conceal it, you can get through. And this supervisor did that down at Dallas-Fort Worth. Apparently, Adam Savage over at Mythbusters got a knife past the scanners there. I mean, you can go out and look at this. The little plastic letter opener, which is useful as a weapon. These do not show up on the scanners or metal detectors. And in the end, it really is a joke because they've got all this expensive equipment and all these expensive people at the airports. But if somebody really wanted to bring a bomb or even just a vial of Ebola into this country, they can walk across the border from Mexico. It's wide open. They've just restarted this whole North American Free Trade Agreement truck deal where trucks can drive up from Mexico without having to be stopped at the border and checked by customs. So all you have to do is get a nuclear bomb into Mexico. Boy, think that's hard? Put it on a truck in Mexico, drive it into the U.S., boom. But by golly, they're going to fondle your wives at the airports. Completely, completely nonsense. Now, in addition to the article that Claire mentioned, we've already put up at whatreallyhappened.com several articles about the dangers of these terahertz machines. The danger is it's unknown. It's an unknown technology, just as x-rays were unknown in the 1940s and 1950s when they were putting these fluoroscopes in the shoe stores. And everybody said, they're safe. Go ahead, use them, no problem. And then the operators started dying. We're in the same situation now. We don't know. The government says, sure, it's safe. The vaccines are safe. The machines are safe. It's all safe. Go ahead and give us your money and go on out there. All right, I've talked about this enough. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm a man who loves his wife, and I'm really at the point of saying I am not going to subject her to that anymore. Unfortunately, the problem is TSA understands, at least on the mainland. Here in Hawaii, we're stuck. You got to go by air. But on the mainland, people are staying away from the airports. They're going to the bus and train stations. That's why TSA is saying, no, that's our turf. We're going to do the bus stations. We're going to do the train stations. And then when people start saying, I'm going to drive everywhere, now they're talking about checkpoints where they're going to remotely scan pedestrians. They're going to have checkpoints where you will be stopped and your car scanned and searched. I know it sounds like a really bad science fiction movie about a dystopian future, but we're there. TSA is having, you know, this fight with the head of security for Amtrak, who had no idea TSA was coming in and fondling and groping and scanning people at the train stations. The head of security at Amtrak, when he saw the article, he thought it was a joke. And it isn't. People are very, very, very upset about that. All right, let's talk about the economy right now. The economy is really in the Al-Qaeda. We're finding out that, yet again, the unemployment numbers coming from the government for February are complete myth. It's just made up numbers. They're trying to convince us there's a recovery. They're trying to prevent us from standing up and having a revolution like they saw in Egypt. They're trying to prevent the situation in Wisconsin and Indiana and Ohio and all these other places from basically knitting together into a mass public uprising. I think it's inevitable. One of the reasons I do is the banks are just completely out of control. They're completely out of control. We've got this story out of Wells Fargo, where there was this student who needed money to pay rent at the college. So the father sends a check on his own account to the student. The student deposits the check into his account. Wells Fargo took the money out of the father's account. Then all of a sudden they say, oh, there's a problem with this check. We think it's a fraud, and closes the student's account, and the $10,000 vanishes into Wells Fargo's system. The student goes to the bank, and the bank says, you don't have an account with us. Remember that South Park episode? You know, we're going to take your money and put it in the money market account, and it's gone. And this line is for people who have money in the bank, so please move along. Literally, that's what happened to this kid. And the father said, well, if the check was a fraud, credit the money back to my account. And they said, oh, no, the money's already gone from your account. We don't know where it went, but, you know, your kid doesn't have an account. We can't track it. It's gone. We don't know where it was. You know, tough. Fortunately, the student and the father went to a TV station, which made a real huge ruckus about the situation, and Wells Fargo Bank finally refunded the money. But you need to remember, Wells Fargo was fined $380 million for laundering drug money. They were even carrying the leasing contracts on smuggling aircraft. The banks are all criminal operations. You know, Alan Greenspan admitted it. It's fraud and criminality. Now, meanwhile, Goldman Sachs is very unhappy with the way the alternative media and the internet are portraying it. And apparently they took issue with a website by a gentleman by the name of Mike Morgan, who had a blog called Facts About Goldman Sachs. And the URL for the blog is, or was, GoldmanSachs666.com. And Goldman Sachs has hired a lawyer to basically issue a cease and desist order to shut it down, because they don't like having bad things said about them. And Goldman Sachs, or as we like to call them, Golden My Sachs, are clearly living in the 19th century, where they think they can simply go out and shut down a media outlet with a lawsuit, and that would be the end of it. Because if they succeed in shutting down Mike's website, 20 more will immediately rise to take its place the very next day. If you don't want the bad reputation, stop doing the bad things. Now, let me get up a little bit of music here that we need to have. Boy, 4 days and I forget where everything is. There we are. All right, over in Wisconsin, farmers are now mobilizing with their tractors to support the union and teachers who are protesting in the Wisconsin Capitol. And I told you earlier in the show where Michael Moore was writing this blog article about how the U.S. has a lot of money, and so does Wisconsin. It's just, it's being concentrated by design in the hands of the very, very few and the very, very rich. And he just, moment of impulse, got onto the airplane, flew to Wisconsin, and joined the protesters there. And my hat's off to him for that. That was an amazing thing. His speech is wonderful. We've got a video of it at whatreallyhappened.com, and it was just a very moving, to-the-point speech about what's going on up there. Remember, this is not about teachers, and it's not about unions. That's the reason the farmers are flocking to the capital of Wisconsin, and they're coming on their tractors, which means if they get annoyed, they've got really heavy machinery that they can throw into the fray there. Hopefully it will stay peaceful. But that's going to be up to the soon-to-be ex-Governor Walker, because people are very angry at the way they're being treated. And the farmers understand something. This is not about unions, and it's not about teachers. It is about Wall Street going on a fraud, the biggest fraud in the history of the world, and getting caught, being sued by thousands and thousands of foreign banks and investment companies to be forced to buy back all the fraudulent investments, and then turning around and dumping the losses onto the American people, $12.3 trillion. And the farmers understand that if Governor Walker gets the teachers to have to work for less money, it won't stop with the teachers. It'll be postal workers and electricians and plumbers and road layers and, yes, the farmers. And the farmers are already struggling. Now, reality is coming back in here. Over a 16-year span, over the last 16 years, Wisconsin teachers' salaries have actually lagged behind the private sector. This propaganda that they're making huge amounts of money and they really should give it up for the common good is nonsense. By staying as teachers, they've made less money than their counterparts working in the private sector. I think if we have good teachers, they're worth every penny that we're going to pay them. And I'm a great believer in let's bring the bottom up to match the top. Let's not have the rich go on a gambling binge and then say, oh, for the common good, we must share the sacrifice, and all of you working people who had nothing whatsoever to do with the mortgage-backed security fraud, you're going to have to give up your standard of living because somebody's got to pay for this whole thing, and let's face it, those Wall Street CEOs are all really good campaign contributors. All right, we've got to take a break here. We'll be back, we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Oh, yeah.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about the situation up there in Wisconsin. Now, one of the reasons that soon-to-be ex-Governor Walker has been trying to use the police to end the protest is this claim that the protesters are causing a tremendous amount of damage to the state capitol building, and therefore simply as a matter of safety and so forth, that they should be gotten rid of. Of course, no concerns about safety when they were bolting the windows shut to keep people from passing food in there. And Governor Walker was going on with this whole idea, but it was going to cost $7.5 million to clean up the mess from the protests in the Capitol building, and therefore, you know, the teachers had to accept lower pay to pay for protesting the low pay. Well, now the Wisconsin officials are admitting that really the damage isn't that great. Their new figure is $350,000, and most of that is, you know, landscape restoration, which frankly I'd say let nature take its course. And the other, of course, is apparently they're now saying that the tape that was used to affix protest signs to the marble fixtures inside the building, the tape caused damage. And that's why they need $350,000 to repair all this damage. I'm sorry, sticky tape damaging the marble? I would think about suing the original building contractor if tape is able to damage the marble, because marble is a rock. And the reason it is used in these very expensive public buildings, you know, aside from the governor and the legislators can feeling important because they're in a marble building, is because it is supposed to be durable and resilient. And it's supposed to be able to handle the very heavy traffic that public buildings are supposed to be designed to deal with. So if the tape that was used to hang up the protest signs in Wisconsin is damaging the marble, then you better talk to that marble contractor and you better talk to them with a lawyer. All right, moving along here over to Europe. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we're seeing this very bizarre story in the Telegraph, where the head of Great Britain's electrical grid is now saying that the British people are going to have to get used to the possibility that constant electricity, that is electricity that's always there when you turn the switch on, may be a thing of the past. In order to fight global warming and to deal with the rising oil prices, Great Britain is now going to be subject to rolling blackouts, which is going to be a real thrill for those people on electrically operated respiration machines in their homes. You know, time for your rolling blackout. Please hold your breath for the next 2 hours. And it's kind of hard to understand Great Britain as being a nation where the electricity is only on for so many hours a day, because that's really kind of third world thinking. But that's what we're seeing in the Telegraph. Now, it may be a scare tactic. The latest propaganda dodge may be saying, well, you know, you can have human rights and democracy in those Arab nations, or you can have cheap gas, but you can't have both, so it's up to you. So it may just be more of the scaremongering. As I mentioned earlier in the show, apparently, according to the latest figures, one of the reasons we have serious food shortages in this country is 40% of the United States corn crop is now being diverted to ethanol production. This is a boondoggle. It's one of those things that got put through, and it sounds really good as a soundbite. But ethanol production is not carbon neutral. First of all, there's all the carbon emissions from the process of farming the corn. Tractors, harvesters, trucks. It's not carbon neutral. The process whereby it's converted to ethanol is not carbon neutral. The only part that's carbon neutral is that, in theory, the corn took in as much carbon as is being burned for fuel. That's where the carbon neutral claim comes from, but it really isn't. Ethanol does not have as much energy as gasoline. You must buy and burn more of it to get the same amount of work out of your car as gasoline. And finally, ethanol is destroying the fuel systems of cars that are not designed to use ethanol. The new cars all are. The new cars all have fuel systems that are designed to work with gasoline or ethanol. But older cars, their fuel systems are dissolving. They've already banned ethanol over in Germany because of the skyrocketing costs of constant repairs to the car's fuel systems, which, by the way, also adds to the carbon footprint. The real problem with this entire environmental global warming movement is it's all about making money, and they do not think these things all the way through to the end to see if they're really good for the environment or not, because they don't care. As long as they can sell you that it's good for the environment and get your money, that's where it begins and ends. That is where it begins and ends. All right, we're coming down here on another break. I'm going to have a couple of commercials. When we come back, I want to talk about this video about this rally that took place in Orange County. That just, you want to talk about Nazis? They're coming home to roost. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go to the phones. Andrew in British Columbia. Aloha, Andrew. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. What's on my mind is what happened in Birkenhead in England. I don't know if you've covered that at all today. I've only caught about half your show, but
I saw a mention about it, but I didn't get all the details. Can you fill us in on what happened?
Okay, as I understand it, obviously I wasn't there being in Canada and all, but as I understand it, Roger Hayes, who's been a free man for a number of years and has done some videos, he's been in court and has videos of that, apparently went into court this afternoon and asked the judge three times for his oath. The judge refused, and so Roger, with the backing of about another 100 freemen and about 2,000 people out on the street, attempted to arrest the judge for treason. And then the police intervened, and I guess there was a tug-of-war between the police and the freemen, and the police dragged the judge out, and some of the police started to arrest some of the protesters, and in fact one apparently was run over by a police van part of this. And it's interesting, the story's been put up a very number of places, and they seem to be getting hits. For example, tried to get to the David Icke site just now, and it's down for the moment.
Well, I can imagine, you know, these kind of circumstances, you know, I think this idea of going in and trying to arrest a judge is a little bit of an overt provocation, but we're in a situation right now where people are just so angry that any showing of any force by anybody in government, and certainly running over somebody with a police van, is likely to result in a major, major social explosion. I remember during the revolution in Egypt, that video of one of Mubarak's military vehicles just running over a crowd of protesters, the anger from that really just drove this thing forward. And I think we're at that situation where we're going to start seeing lots of these little skirmishes and outbreaks. People are just fed up. They don't want to be good little citizens any longer. And they're going to start responding to every action by the government. They're going to see it in the worst possible light, and they're going to react to it that way. It's like the situation with TSA. I know from reader letters that TSA workers have been sent to the hospital. But, you know, the media is refusing to cover it, just like they're no longer covering attacks on tax offices and everything, because they don't want the slaves to get bad little ideas in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I think we're in a process of escalation. And now this thing about how Great Britain may have to suffer rolling blackouts unless they're allowed to go and invade Arab countries, I think that's not going to go over very well either.
No, it's not going to go over very well. I mean, you know, one of the jokes up here in Canada is if Venezuela can sell gas for a nickel a liter, how come we can't? We have a prime minister standing up and saying, oh, it's international markets, there's nothing we can do. And my answer to that is, buddy, if there's nothing you can do, why are we hiring you? Why are we paying you anything at all if you're admitting that you're useless?
Well, you know, somebody sent me this wonderfully funny cartoon where Obama's sitting in a cabinet meeting and says, you know, this idea down in Egypt, you know, if our people discover that you can stand up and get rid of a totally useless ruler, then I guess my job is in danger. And one of the cabinet members are saying, yeah, I could see how that might be the case.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely true. You know, I like to look at the experience of Belgium. Their government, their federal government, shut down for lack of money, I think, something like about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And life in Belgium got a lot better.
Yep.
And the people of Belgium came to understand the federal government didn't really do anything for them. It was just a device to take money away from them and give it to the bankers. And all the necessary social functions were simply reabsorbed by the local community and the local government. And they're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the same would be true here in the United States of America. I mean, think about it. Is there anything, unless you're on a federal government paycheck, what does the federal government actually do for you that justifies the usurious taxation, you know, and all this money that's being taken from the American people and given to Wall Street and given to the war machine and given to Israel? Why? What does it get for the American people except the hate and enmity of the rest of the world and higher prices on everything?
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely true. There is oil out there, but the United States doesn't have anything they can buy it with. They've given away our manufacturing, and they're trying to bluff and bluster their way forward instead of doing what should have been done. If they'd taken that $14 trillion they borrowed on your tab and spent to keep Wall Street out of prison and instead put it into alternative energy research, we wouldn't be having wars for oil. Nobody would need the oil anymore. There wouldn't be carbon up there. We'd have alternative sources of electrical generation. Not just storage, not just new batteries, not just all that other fancy stuff that sort of looks like we're trying to address the problem, but we're talking about real new ways of generating electricity that don't require fossil fuel and don't have meltdowns and radioactive decay. All kinds of possibilities are out there. We already know reactors based on thorium can generate electricity cheaply without the threat of diversion for nuclear weapons or meltdowns, and without even any nowhere near as serious a toxic waste disposal problem as fission reactors. But nobody wants to put money into it because, by golly, the existing oil industry is politically powerful and the existing nuclear industry is politically powerful. The problem of the United States of America is our government and our corporations are still living in the middle of the 20th century. And they have no desire to come into the 21st century because it might be a threat to their profits.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, we have all the solutions that we need. Our problems are political and greed and nature. But when it comes to enough energy and enough food, we already have it.
Well, we really do. And again, what Michael Moore said in Michigan is absolutely true. And I'm not a communist, okay? You know, I think people should be able to earn for themselves according to their abilities. Okay, what I'm opposed to is a banking system which by design transfers wealth from all the people to all the bankers. That I'm definitely opposed to. But Michael Moore has said, you know, it's, we do have a wealth differential in this country that's worse than that of Egypt before the revolution, worse than that in Libya. It's a very, very huge differential, and it's getting worse all the time. But there is a lot of money in this country. It's just not in the hands of the people. Because by design, the Federal Reserve was created to loot the wealth from the people and transfer it to the bankers. And they've just about succeeded.
What we're opposed to is violence. What we're opposed to is fraud.
Yes.
That's what we're saying. We're all for let's get on with the human potential. We're amazing, and let's get on with that instead of beating each other down so a handful can live like Prince Andrew and the rest have to scrape. This is insane.
Yeah, it is absolutely insane, and it does have to stop at some point. We do have to stop it.
Yeah. And just on a positive note, if I may, last week in Vancouver, the so-called Truth and Reconciliation Commission for Canada met in Vancouver for 3 days. They'd been served notice by CM Chiapalano of the Sovereign Squamish Nation government, a notice of trespass. But they went ahead and held the three-day event anyway, so CM Chiapalano turned up and essentially dropped a bill on them for $21 trillion, that's with a T.
he won't get it, of course, but I love his courage and his style.
Well actually, where it goes from this is after 21 days, if they don't pay it, it just becomes another commercial lien. And that's something that they've done, is they've put liens now in Jacob Rothschild, David Rockefeller, the Queen, Prime Minister Harper, a whole bunch of people. And they're starting to seize up their assets. It's a fascinating process.
It is a fascinating process. Unfortunately, what will happen is that, you know, the rich will simply buy enough lawyers or buy enough judges and buy enough politicians to say, well, no, we can't. You know, and it really comes down to, we all like to talk about democracy and will of the people and everything, but history has basically shown the strong take and the weak surrender. And only when the force of necessity is equal on both sides do the principles of justice and fairness, you know, come in. The greedy are going to go on grabbing until the people stand up and say, you may not do it any longer. And we were talking before about the Napoleonic Code coming to roost here in the United States of America, and I did want to mention at the time that France did not get rid of the Napoleonic Code until they got rid of Napoleon. And sadly, unfortunately, we're going to have to basically wait for the federal government to collapse here before we can undo all the damage that has been done to the Constitution. And I think it's inevitable at this point. The economy cannot survive much longer, and when it comes down, the government will come down with it. A revolution in this country, I'm opposed to violence, but the good news is because of all the foreign investment that's in the United States of America right now, held here with this promise that the taxpayers will always be made to cover all the losses. A revolution in this country does not need to prevail. It doesn't need to march into Washington, D.C. It merely needs to survive long enough for the foreign money addicts to start thinking about moving their money. And when they pull out the money and the system comes down, that's when it will all be over. It only took 18 days for it to happen in Egypt.
Yeah. Oh, when it goes fast.
It will go very fast. I think it'll be 2 weeks like it was in Romania. I don't know what's going to start it, but once it starts, it will be over so quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Well, I won't keep you on, and thank you very much for having me on the show, and we'll connect again soon. Thank you, Michael. Aloha.
All right. Thank you very much, and aloha. Switching to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? George, are you there? Okay,
yeah,
I guess we lost. Oh, you're there? Okay, George, what's on your mind?
Well, last weekend I went to Austin, Texas. I went to the rally on the south steps of the Capitol. Then I took a drive down to San Antonio. I watched the reenactment of the Alamo. And I got to tell you one thing. I'm on fire. And I really believe that secession, I think, is the answer to this heavy-handed federal government. I really think once the federal government collapses, Texas is going to declare independence and be its own country.
I think a lot of states are. I mean, there's certainly the sense out here. Certainly the sense out here in Hawaii that they're, you know, we were talking to Leon Siu, who's Minister for Foreign Affairs for the Kingdom of Hawaii, which is recognized to still exist by the public law that Clinton signed. And he says, yeah, they are watching very carefully events, and they're basically seeing when the federal government on the mainland collapses is going to be their opportunity for independence.
I mean, because, you know, I'm hearing about Utah going one step closer to having a silver and gold-backed currency. I mean, using gold and silver. You know, if all the states did that, Mike, I got to say one thing. Those money, the Federal Reserve Act would repeal itself by printing itself out of existence.
Well, I think that's what it's doing right now, but I want to be very, very cautious. I know that people like silver and gold as a monetary base, but there isn't that much of it. And remember, the bankers, the Federal Reserve Bank gets its interest payments in gold. That's why a lot of people are concerned that there may not be anything left in Fort Knox but those tungsten bars. So I want to be very, very cautious about using silver and gold as the basis of a new monetary system, because it just hands us back into the control of the people who have that limited asset, which is right now the bankers. But you can have a monetary system based on any unit of value as long as it is a unit of value and not a unit of debt. And as long as the government, as part of its responsibilities to the people, are in control of the monetary system and the issuance of currency, we'll be okay. It worked during the early formation of the United States of America. And we just need to remember those wise lessons. Private central banks do not exist for the benefit of the country. They exist for the benefit of the bankers. And we just need to remember that. We can use anything as a unit of value. When Hitler turned around Germany's economy by kicking out their private central bank, he made the unit of worth a unit of labor. The paper currency was based on a fixed unit of labor, and everybody knew everybody was willing to work, and that's what made the currency work. There was a story going around about how during the Great Depression in this one town, the local newspaper printed up its own currency that was based on a unit of advertising. And they would go out and buy things with this currency, and whoever got the currency at any time could cash it in for free advertising. Well, not free, but for an equivalent amount of advertising in the newspaper to build their trade. And the currency worked so well that it became the default currency of the town, because the U.S. currency was considered worthless, but this little newspaper currency was reliable. And we're seeing all over the country, states are getting ready to issue their own currency, as they did during, you know, the last not as great as this one depression. And it can be made to work, and it doesn't have to be based on silver and gold, and I don't think it should be based on silver and gold, simply because right now the silver and gold is all in the hands of the very same financial institutions that have destroyed the national economy. We just need to decide on something that we all understand is available in supply, ample supply for a monetary unit, and it can't be counterfeited, and we say, okay, we're basing our monetary system on that, and that's what we'll work with, and that will be made to work. All we need to do is make sure that we avoid a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest. It is a machine designed to extract wealth from the people and give it to the bankers in exchange for absolutely nothing. And we need to avoid a debt-based economy, because it's a giant pyramid scheme, and it's collapsing right before our eyes.
Well, one thing I got to say one thing. Back like about 5 years ago, I got out of debt. And the reason why a lot of people are having a hard time trying to find jobs is because before the economy started crashing is because a lot of people overextended themselves. And, you know, I don't have that debt. And even if I lose my job, Mike, I still make enough of an income where I don't have too much bills that I can still make it.
Well, that you're a very, very fortunate person, and a lot of people were lured into debt, you know, because during the booming housing market that front loaded this whole mortgage-backed security fraud, a lot of people went into debt buying houses, absolutely convinced that 3 months down the road they were going to sell them at a profit and pay the debt back, and that, you know, was a big, huge scam. And of course, obviously, the bankers do not want people to pay cash for anything. It's always do it on debt. You know, college is too expensive, got to do it on loans. Cars are now too expensive, got to borrow money to do that. And it's, and basically it is by design to trap people into unpayable debt. And it's, you know, and then you throw inflation at them to make their dollars worthless, and the trap is sprung. And at some point, the American people have got to get angry. We have to become just as angry as the Egyptians or the Libyans or the Icelanders or the Greeks. Iceland What Iceland did worked. I don't know why we're not doing it here. Iceland threw the bankers in jail that created the mess, fired the government that let it happen, and now today their economy is on the uptick. Their things are getting better in Iceland because they basically told the bankers, look, you made the mess. We're not going to pay for it. And we need to learn that here in the United States of America. We need to regain our willingness to say no to the bankers. Because all of the debt they're talking about here is not our personal debt and our credit card debt and all the rest of it. They're talking about $12.3 trillion in debt that have been put on the American people by way of future taxes to keep the bankers out of jail for the mortgage-backed security fraud. It is that simple. And we need to do what Iceland did.
Well, when the Federal Reserve Bank collapses, that Federal Reserve Bank will make a perfect jailhouse for the bankers.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I want to send him to Guantanamo. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got time for one more call. We're going to take Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just finished viewing about two-thirds of the movie Inside Job that you've talked about. I believe it won the Oscar for Best Documentary.
Yes, it did.
Of 2010.
And a bunch of other awards all over Europe. It's really a very important movie. Everybody needs to see it.
Yeah, I agree with that 1,000%. It's very well documented, not as MTV-like as Michael Moore's movie about capitalism, you know, movie that he had, but which he did a good job on the 2008 bailout. You know, he did document that well. But anyway, I'm not done yet, so the jury is still out, but it's doing a great job, but it's still kind of providing cover for the sort of the Fed system of operation, just basically decrying the corruption and doing very well at that.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at right now, you know, where I stopped it off.
Well, I think, you know, the focus was, I mean, the current financial... No, I haven't yet. It's actually not been out here in Hawaii yet. I'm going to have to find, you know, order it from Netflix or something. I was looking for it on pay-per-view on the local cable provider, but they don't have it either. So I'm still kind of operating on the basis of the trailers that I've seen. But my sense is that his focus was on the immediate economic crash, which goes back to that mortgage-backed security fraud, getting caught, having to buy back all the fraudulent paper and dropping the losses on the American people. And that, for the most part, even though the Federal Reserve is definitely complicit in printing up all this funny money to keep the Wall Street bankers out of jail, the Federal Reserve in and of itself did not cause or create that immediate crisis. They're not the initiating event. They're definitely an accessory after the fact. But I think the focus does need to be on Wall Street.
Yeah,
now, in terms of the Federal Reserve itself and its failings, that has been handled in a lot of other documentaries that are online that we continue to put up there. It's in my article, Bankers Gone Wild, is a pretty good overview of what's going on there. And we understand that Andrew Jackson was correct to say they are a den of vipers, and we need a new Andrew Jackson now. Dennis, I hate to do this to you. I know you got more to say. I'm going to ask you to call back into tomorrow's show because we're basically out of time, and I just wanted to wrap up with one more comment, and this is getting back to the situation in Wisconsin. I am still seeing a major, obviously well-funded propaganda effort all over the blogs, all over the alternative media, all over the social networks to try and portray the situation in Wisconsin as, oh, those gosh darn unions and those teachers, and they make so much money, and, you know, it's all corrupt, and, you know, they need to be put in their place. This is not about teachers, and it's not about the unions. And I don't even like unions. This is about Wall Street going on the biggest financial swindle in history, getting caught, and instead of going to jail, they're going to buy back all the bad paper, and they're going to pay off enough money so that people will drop all the lawsuits and say, all right, we'll let you go around this time, and dropping the losses on the American people. That's what this is about. They're trying to stick the American people with the losses from this criminal enterprise. We cannot let it happen. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, and aloha, America.
The next